Jefferson West, Locker Room Chat continues here tonight, KNCA 103.9 FM. We're now joined by the Tigers boys coach, and that is Joe Smith. A 2-2 start through four games, two more games left until the holiday break. We'll dive into those momentarily. But, Coach, let's talk about just kind of an up-and-down ride here to start your second season as the head coach. You came out with a hard-fought win right out the gate against Silver Lake, a blowout loss to Royal Valley, and then a tightly contested win against Riverside, and then most recently a lopsided loss to Perry LeCompton. So the wins have been close, the losses not so much. How would you kind of assess the roller coaster ride here the first couple of weeks?
It's for sure been a roller coaster, and I've been telling our guys, you know, last year I feel like we, you know, we're trying to learn how to play basketball and play the right way. And this year we're, you know, trying to learn how to win. So, you know, the games in which we play well and we have a chance, we're still, you know, trying to figure out ways how to learning how to win games and finish games. And, I mean, with that comes, you know, playing a certain type of way, even when, you know, the score gets a little, you know, out of hand, and not even really out of hand, just when teams make a run, like we have to learn how to bounce back from that and not just, you know, just roll over and just, you know, let the leads expand as much as they do.
And what about Friday, the win over Riverside, 57-54 was that final. Take us down the home stretch of that one. What'd you like from your team able to pull that one out?
We shared the ball, moved a lot that game, and that's a, you know, I think that's a recipe for success for us, is just keeping that ball moving and not letting it stick. And we were actually in that game, I want to say we were up 8 or 10 with a minute or so left. And again, you know, trying to learn how to, you know, close out games. But that game shouldn't have come down to, you know, a 3-point game or a last shot, because, like I said, we were in control of that game, and just a bunch of silly turnovers late, and, you know, just making bonehead plays. Just kind of, you know, made that a lot closer than it should have been. But, you know, we watch a lot of film and go back and kind of work on those situations as we go through them. So, you know, it's just, we're learning on, like, again, learning on the fly and learning how to win, you know, as we go.
And then Perry LeCompton, the game on Tuesday, the Cause, one of the top teams in the Big 7, two of the better players, Gunnar Ball, and then the Kniper kid, the transfer from Silver Lake, who's had a great start with his run here at Perry LeCompton. But 62-28 was that final. Again, just kind of take us through that one on Tuesday.
They came out and just kind of, they were the aggressors in that game. You know, they came out right out the gate and, you know, kind of just punched us in the mouth, and we just didn't have there was no answer for that, really. And, you know, once they got their confidence up and got rolling again, my guys just kind of, I felt as though, you know, we just kind of, instead of fighting back and trying to call back in it, we just kind of, you know, just folded. And, I mean, that kind of comes with it when you have a young team. But I told our guys, you know, they had just come off a tough loss to Wellsville in that Paola tournament. So, you know, being, like you said, one of the better teams in the Big 7, you know, that's, I'm sure that was unacceptable for them. So, I mean, they were coming in with a chip on their shoulder. So, aside from being talented, you know, they were coming in, like you said, with a little extra motivation after taking that loss. So we would have had to, you know, match that intensity, and we weren't able to do that. We didn't do that at all.
Finally, Coach, a couple more games before the holiday break. It starts Friday against Sabetha, a top three team in Class 3A, and then Holton on Tuesday next week. So not an easy out before we get to the break, really either of those nights. What's the early expectations for both the Sabetha and Holton games coming up here in the next few days?
This week, I told our guys, you know, to be a good test for us to see where we are. And just to see how we, you know, how we respond to adversity, you know, going into this week. I'm like, you know, we got, you know, two of the better teams in the Big 7 back-to-back. So Perry last night and then Sabetha on Friday. So, again, I mean, it's just a good test for us to see how we respond from last night at practice today and tomorrow, and then see how we come out on Friday versus Sabetha. And then finishing out with Holton, which is, you know, a tough place to play and a tough team. So, like I said, going into the break, we got, you know, three tough ones, and just trying to keep figuring it out and just trying to see how guys respond and how they bounce back, and just keep fighting is the name of the game.
Good stuff as always. Jefferson West boys basketball coach Joe Smith joining us here on our weekly locker room chats as the Tigers will get Sabetha on Friday and Holton on Tuesday to wrap up the 22 portion of the schedule. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck here in the next few days. We'll talk to you after the holidays.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.